Blog Talk Radio.
I stroll through the pictures, what I've left behind. You want again. I'm locked up in memories, they all intertwine. The memories in my mind. I know tomorrow, 'cause that dawn will come. You will never know just what you have done.
Good evening and welcome to the Stop Child Abuse Now show. This is scan number 2540. That's 2540. Tonight we're going to have the Eastern chapter of the Guardian Angels on. I'm really excited about this. I love these two. I love all of them. I love Guardian Angels. I've been following them since the 80s. And they do a lot of tremendous amount of work. And that's why I like them and respect them so, okay? They're not afraid to get dirty, and they do all different kinds of things. And we're going to get into that in just a minute. There's a 931 area code calling in. Okay, she's on the phone with them. Good. All right, so anyway, I just need to read the mission statement, and then we'll get started, okay? We have a single purpose at NASCA, and that is to address issues related to child abuse and trauma, including sexual assault, violent and physical abuse, emotional traumas, and neglect. And we do that two different ways. Number one is educating the public, especially as related to getting society over the taboo of discussing childhood sexual abuse. I'm presenting facts showing child abuse to be a pandemic. It's a worldwide problem. We know this. Okay. Number two is offering hope and healing through numerous paths, providing many services to adult survivors of child abuse and information for anyone interested in many issues involving prevention, intervention, and recovery. Okay, now prevention is something I'm very much into. If we had more prevention going on, if people were more educated, then maybe, just maybe, the stats would go down. There would be that dent, as I like to say, in the statistics of child abuse. And this is what we work so hard for at NASCA, okay? What I want to do now is turn the mic over to Commander. Okay, this is Commander Timothy Reiser Poff. I will be calling him Reiser. And also he has with him Captain Gypsy Rapoli. Okay, she's Captain Gypsy Rapoli. And I'll be calling her Gypsy. Now, to get the show started, I know more people are going to call in. But for right now, why don't you tell us a little something about yourself, Reiser. We know you're from Eastern Pennsylvania. I've known you for several years now. And I know what you do. But what we need to do is get the public out there to understand exactly what you do for Eastern, because I'm very proud of what I've seen, okay, with my guardian angels over there. Absolutely. Timothy, tell me, I know with the COVID, you know, with this virus going around, it stunts a lot of things that a lot of people do, myself included, okay? I'd be working over in the streets of New York right now on, feeding the homeless, but I wouldn't want to go over there right now, and no one else does either. So tell us what you're doing for Easton, what you've just done.
Well, first off, I'd like to say hello and thank you for inviting us to be in this radio show. In Easton, what we've been doing since the pandemic, we've been out there helping out as best we can. We've delivered food. We've had masks delivered to us, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of masks. So we've stood out in the streets and just hand out free masks when this all first started, before people were really picking up masks. They didn't know where to get them. So we'd be in the middle of our city just handing them out to whoever needed them, the children, the adults. We had children's size, adult size, autism masks for the kids so they don't hit the touch their face. That was what we first started doing since the pandemic opened up in our area.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I think that's so important. One thing I do believe in is the masks, okay? That I believe because, look, people are sneezing, they're coughing, they're doing whatever they're doing. And I think that it's a safeguard. I think it's necessary. I will go along with that, you know, with the mask situation. We do have one other person that's called in so far. I want to bring her on air. We have Darlene from Tennessee, and she is an ambassador. Hello, Darlene.
Hello.
How you doing? Can you hear me well?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. I can hear pretty good. It's raining just about past the dawn, so I don't want to step in the motor later. I know that's a late joke, but...
Okay. All right. Well, I think I heard what you said, but I'm not sure. I don't know. Something. Did you say rain or something?
Raining.
I can't hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's got a lot of wind noise because of the raining on the trip home.
Okay, so you have a storm going on. You have a storm going on. Yes, you do. All right. Well, okay, so we're hoping that more people will call in also. And I put it on my timeline. I put it all over NASCA, you know, with their, you know, what they have over there. And hopefully people will call in. Because these guys are awesome, and I want everyone to know that. So maybe you can mute yourself out, because I can hear it too. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it from this end. There you go. And then I will call on her from time to time. Sometimes when there's storms going on or whatever, that does affect the radio, and then that affects the show. So I will mute people if I hear things. But I'll get right back to Darlene. Okay. So... with child abuse, okay, let's talk a little bit about child abuse. I've done a lot of research into this, and because I want to know with the COVID, I wanted to know if the stats were going up or if they were going down. And I found something that sort of like blew me away. I think this was yesterday. I was looking. I know it wouldn't be yesterday. The day before, the stats that are actually going down, a lot of less people are calling in. All right, to you know, say that there's child abuse going on, and they also explain. This is from newspapers. I got them in the New York Times, and one was another one that I'm not familiar with. But the reason being is because the mandate of reporters, okay, the mandate is reporters like teachers. If kids were going to school, all right, everything is visual. They can't see the bruises. They can't see all of the things that are going on right now. So what I want to say to the people who are going to listen later on, or they will start to call in, is if you know of someone on the block that you're living on, that maybe there's a bad behavior from the parents to the children, please keep a listening ear out, because that's what the children are hoping for. Is that people will listen and help because they have no voice. It's so as simple as that. What they are finding out at the ER rooms are the children who are being admitted to the hospital are the ones that have, and I don't like putting it this way, but more than a broken bone. In other words, they're severely, severely beaten. And I don't know who's turning them in. I don't know who's bringing them in. But cases like that are on the rise. So this COVID that we're dealing with, I call it COVID. I call it a lot of things. But anyway, the point is children are even at more high risk. And that's really very, very bad. And we as a people, as a society, what we have to do is to watch for our children. Because if we don't do it, and there's all this abuse going on in the home, which we know is a definite thing, right in the nucleus of the home itself, we have to, care. We have to care. And I'm going to go back to my guardian angels because, you see, this is one thing I know that they very much do is care. Riza, you had told me that that your daughters were going from door to door. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
When the pandemic started, about 2 months after it started, my daughter was bored and everybody's stuck in their houses and stuff. So my daughter came up with an idea called Lehigh Valley Wine and Spirits for Fairies. And what it's about is she would just make little baskets up for other women that are stuck at home with their children and stuff, and she would just leave it on their porches and then ring the bell and leave. And she would post it on Facebook, and then people would start giving addresses, and they would receive a basket, and then the next thing you know, they would give baskets out to others. The thing just blew up. It went from 40 people on the first week to 7,000 people within 2 months. It started in Lehigh Valley, and the next thing we know, it was in California and even in China. They interviewed my daughter on the news about it, and it just exploded. It's still running today. It's just a gift giving gifts to
pay it forward.
Pay it forward, and you just put a smile back on somebody's face again. And at first it was just like a little bottle of wine for the mother, and, you know, and next thing you know, this thing started with the children. Instead, next thing she was making kids' baskets. And so my granddaughters started making baskets and getting their mom to buy baskets for the kids of the mothers that would put down their address. So next thing it really exploded. So the kids would be delivering the baskets while my daughter was giving the basket for the mother. And ring the doorbell, they'd run, get in the car, and just watch the people open the door. And just a smile on everybody's faces made it all worth it. And the next thing you know, that person that received that did the same thing to the next person. And it just...
And then we started popping bottles for the men.
Right. Right. Then we started popping bottles.
Good. Yeah, see, these are the things that help show how you work with community, you know. And we have people that are calling in now. This is so, so important because, you know, it is my belief. I've lived in urban areas. I lived in Elizabeth. I've lived all over the place. Bad places in New Jersey and, of course, in New York. But the point is this. If people, they say that in every urban area, every fourth house down, there's something bad going on. Okay, on your street. And that I found to be shocking. It could be any of the abuses. It could be sexual, physical, mental, emotional, and neglect. It can be any of that. And what people have to do is have, you know, children like what you have and whoever else is involved with your children, you know, going door to door. And then look what happened. It just exploded. And this, you know, makes people in the neighborhood feel like someone cares. Because they're they feel so alone right now. Many are very depressed, and
right.
Children are depressed, you know, and the adults are depressed, and there's all this depression going on. And in those houses where children are alone with the abusers, you can be sure that there's even more depression and more fear and more anger and more upset that's going on. Domestic violence has also gone up. All the abuses have gone up. Let me open up a mic here. I see that Cricket is here.
Hello, Cricket.
Hey, Cricket.
Hi, Riser, Gypsy, Carol, and everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. A little under the weather, but I'm here. My mouth is going, so that's good. So, anyway. Yeah, we were talking about all the things that the guardian angels do, and of course this is only two of the things, and we're going to get into a heavy-duty discussion here as we go along, because we need more people like the guardian angels who do care about their neighborhoods. First of all, people always ask me, because at times I do mention, even in presentations, I'll mention the guardian angels. On the radio here, I mention guardian angels. What does it take to become a guardian angel? What does, say, a 24-year-old kid have to do to become a guardian angel?
Well, the first thing you would have to do is contact your local guardian angel and chapter. If there is not one in your local community, look in your state.
And you can go to www.guardianangels.org.
Which is it? Is it net org or which was? Which one?
.com.
Yeah, it's
.com.
Okay, .com. Okay, so, all right, so they've got that now. I do know that there are good kids out there, okay, who want to help. There definitely are, you know, and so it's important. And I know that there's some people listening from Mansfield and areas like that, people that I know. They've asked about, you know, groups that they'd like to be a part of, so I always tell them, check out the Guardian Angels. So now they have your website, and that's good. Tell me what else you're doing. I know patrol is probably hard right now, but tell me about the patrol. Tell everyone out there about patrol and how you do it, how you go about it.
Sure. Can I finish on the
how to become
a guardian angel? This would help them more to get involved.
Go ahead.
After you contact, somebody contacts you back, and you'll fill out an app, and then it takes about a 13 to 15-week training course, which is really an awesome course from first aid, CPR, and all that, patrol techniques. Everybody goes through a background check, and then, of course, we do the Megan Law check. For martial arts, self-defense, it's SICOM. It's really an awesome program, and what's also I love about this is it's a positive role model system. You know, you get these young kids involved in good things. And this way they stand up for themselves a little bit more, and they tell, they talk. If they see, they tell, you know.
Mentors for our youth.
That's one of our logos, is we're definitely mentors for our youth. And what we like to keep going is have the children become mentors for the children.
That's right. That's good. And you see, this is...
For children, talk to children.
Mm-hmm. Now, honey, do you have your speaker on or something on the phone? Riser?
Yes.
Yeah. See, that makes it a little bit harder for, you know, as you come through. And I want everybody to hear every single word that you have to say, because I want them to understand about the guardian angels. Okay. So, all right, well, you gave us some good information, and it's very important, very, very important, you know, for people to understand how to become a guardian angel. I know they have other groups out there, something Scout, I'm not familiar with that, that kids, I think that's when they want to become police officers. They go into the Scout group first, and, you know, that's neither here nor there, because I'll tell them, once you become a guardian angel. So, hey, I'm always promoting you guys. So, but anyway, the point is, okay, so let me ask you something. The AED or something, after, let's see, you teach them all kinds of stuff. What exactly, because I couldn't hear you, what exactly did you say that they had to go through with the training?
Become a guardian angel. It consists of self-defense. We do self-defense, first aid, CPR training, patrol techniques, a SICOM, you know, how to talk to people.
Background and history.
You
of the guardian angels.
Right, whatever chapter you learn, your background and the background of the whole guardian angels.
And Curtis Lewa.
Right, it's just a great... There's so much involved, and it just goes so quick. And next thing you know, they're out there doing, like the children, we would take them to schools and speak to schools and do little things with the children. The grown-ups, you can't patrol. Well, you patrol if you've got to be 16 or older with a parent's permission just to patrol. The younger ones, which we call junior guardian angels, They're the ones that goes through schools and speak. We have programs such as Stomp the Bullying through the Guardian Angels.
And they're active within their community doing, you know, community cleanups or helping at the community centers or in the parks with the other kids. But they don't patrol if they're under 16.
I know that you go into the schools, you have the different people that go in, the kids. That is so important, so very, very important, because kids listen to kids, okay?
Exactly.
Yes. And we adults, we can stand up there and talk until we're blue in the face, and they'll listen, they'll take in some of what we have to say, absolutely. But when you have a kid talking to a kid, they come down to the same level. And that's very good because they can look at them and they can identify with them and they can speak more, you know, easily. And that's a very good thing to do. Let me see. There's somebody else here. We have Darlene. We have Jeanette. Penelope. I want to get Penelope on. Your mic is open. She's from Washington. She's my co-host tonight. And she is also ambassador of Washington State. Penelope, say hi to the Guardian Angels.
Hello, Guardian Angel. Guardian Angels, hello, Riser, and hello, and also Cricket, who's called in. And I am, you know, this is the first I've heard of Guardian Angels was before the show. I did, you know, I read up on your organization, and which I think is absolutely the platform and the purpose and the mission is absolutely fantastic. And unfortunately, I went on your website, and there's no chapter in Seattle, Washington, where I'm from, Bellevue, Washington. The closest one is in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
And it's really important.
A chapter in Houston either, but we started on take their members to start on.
Okay. So there, yeah, I mean, so Portland looks to me like that's the closest one, if that's still a viable chapter. It's really unfortunate that there isn't one here because, boy, I can tell you that it's obviously absolutely needed. And gosh, where was it when I was in, you know, when I was a young girl? I'm very, very, very impressed with your organization. I'm wondering, how do you start, you know, a local Guardian Angel in one state?
We would get the closest one, and they would travel to you. And first off, Attorney Pluto himself, who is the founder and president of our local Guardian Angels, he would personally come to your city, state,
a public meeting.
That's right. And let you all know what is all to open your own chapter. That's what happens in our city, and we've become strong since. But yes, and also we've already traveled ourselves, helping in Portland, and we went there constantly to train them ourselves and help them start their own chapter.
And it only takes 4 people to start a chapter. And you recruit from there and hopefully gain more members. Help your chapter grow.
And so, as 4 individuals come together with the desire to start a chapter, they engage you or the powers that be that work with, for, you know, expanding your footprint. And then I take it there's some infrastructure like guidance and just to help, you know, charter the chapter and move it forward make sure that it gets off the ground.
Yes, we would have all the materials for you to start your chapter, all your materials, and of everything we have to have our go through before they, we would show you guys how to do that. And if you want a number, start one, you know, for Carol, give you a text. We'd be more than happy to help.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very obviously interested. I just think it's it's a shame that we do not have one here. And, you know, what Carol was you were saying, too, I mean, kids do listen to kids. That is very, very impactful. And I have three sons. Two are still in high school. I've got a junior and a senior in high school and a sophomore in college. But my sons belong to an organization called the National League for Young Men. It's a national organization. And, you know, it's a philanthropic and service organization. But, you know, this is something that I believe would be a good guardian angel would be a good an information to give to, you know, this organization, because I mean, I can see my sons and some of these young men becoming involved with guardian angels, and especially, you know, doing the work that I do and being involved with NASCA. So I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called NLYM, Nationally for Young Men, but, you know, in terms of just the voice of the youth, too, you know, that's, I don't know, I'm feeling like that could be a good way to keep, get the momentum going here, especially with the younger generation. So, I don't know if you're familiar with the Nationally for Young Men or not, but,
I'll tell you what, if you'd like, you got a pen and paper, I'll give you my email and phone number directly, and we can get this ball rolling for you.
Yeah, let me, got a notepad on my computer here. So I'm trying to learn how to be technology savvy and less paper intensive, so I figured out how to use my notepad. Okay, Riser, I'm ready.
My phone number is 484-506-6786.
I'm sorry, 506?
Yes, 484.
Uh-huh.
506.
Uh-huh.
6786.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
And our email is eastonguardianangels@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you.
That's good.
Thank
and
you.
And Penelope would do she would do a very good job, okay? I'm going to tell you right now. And she's a go-getter, and she would definitely do a good job for the Guardian Angels. I'm delighted that you said that, Penelope, and you have this interest. I mean, it is all over the country. People, it's all over the world. The Guardian Angels are not a new group. It started in 1979. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, Riser, but I think it was 1979. And Curtis Sliwa started it in New York City, I think. Is that correct? That's
correct.
What I know. Yes. And So this isn't a new group, but this is a group that had, you know, like any other group, they have like roadblocks, but what takes me about Easton, okay, and I want to talk about that. In Easton, the police department works with them also, though they work with the police department. Plus, there's also another group. What is it called? Block Watch? Not Block Watch. What is it?
Block Watch.
Easton Block Watch.
Oh, I was right. Okay, the Easton Block Watch. These groups all work together. Now, I want to get this out to the people because, you see, this is what makes for a safer city. And I was looking up. I was shocked. All right, Easton has almost 24,000 people in it, from what I understand here. That's what I have written down. And surprisingly enough, Peaburg, I'm just talking about Easton, Peaburg has almost 15,000. That was a couple years old, but it's close enough. And we're like a sister city to you. That's what it's considered, like a sister city. And that one thing that I'm really happy to say about Easton, with all the terrible rioting that's going on, you know, and in the cities, all right, I'm not going to talk politics here right now, because if I started, you wouldn't be able to shut me up, okay? That's just the way it is. But the point is that in Easton, they haven't had, as far as I know, they haven't had any rioting where there's, you know, kids running around smashing windows and all this other stuff. Instead, from what I understand, it is the usual. Every city, every town, even a small place where I have 2,000 people where I'm living right now. The rest are all bears and coyotes, I don't know. But the point is this. Every urban area many times has, you know, the gangs. Tell us about the gangs that are going on in Easton right now. Do you still have the gangs, or you had the Bloods at one time? What do you have now?
Well, we had the Bloods. We had the Crips. We had them all.
Grape Street,
you know, all of them.
We still do, but the activity is in certain areas. But not that as for start.
Yeah, we definitely moved them out of the city. All right.
It's had a pair of homicides.
Okay. But one thing, you guys have to sit further apart or something because it's really echoing bad on this end. You can probably hear me well. I'm sitting alone in my office. But anyway, okay. One thing that I want to say here that's so important. Okay, you have the gangs. You have what you have is what you always have, like any city. Okay, you have the gangs. But with the rioting that's going on, with the smashing of the windows and the fires and people getting shot, yes, okay, you might have a couple of gunshots here and there at times. I had it in Phillipsburg right under my air conditioner. It's cute. But, you know, the point is there's none of that going on, is there?
No. We
in Easton?
In Easton, do have to put it up to our police department, which is also department, and also all the other organizations that you've mentioned that we all work with. But we're all still out there, and what's great about our organization, not putting anybody else, is we're out there to talk to all of them. And the gangbangers, they know who we are, they respect us, and we show them respect back, and they will destroy our city because we have an agreement. We've got a good rapport and agreement in our city that, you know, it's our city, no matter what. Why destroy what is ours? That be all the gangbangers agree to it, the law abiding. Yeah, that's one great thing I do love about this city so much. We all do connect sooner or later, and guardian agents will walk down the street, and in the bad areas, we'll say bad areas, you have Crips, we'll say, but the Crips will call out us and know, hey, it's us, and they will respect us. They'll say, hello, how you doing? And then 2, 3, 4 blocks away, we'll have the Bloods, and they'll do the same thing. Sit there, walk them, and it's just a lot of respect. It's not give respect, I think you got to show the respect and give it back. And that's what makes the city great. They're not out to destroy what we have.
Not so long take a crap.
Of course, yeah, they know that too. They come for all things, but yeah.
Well, look, I've been with you guys, and you're walking down the street, and kids will go, hi, Pop. I'll call you Pop.
Yeah,
and all those other things. Yeah, they,
Mama Duke and Pop.
this is my point. There's a closeness in the city. Yes, you have your gangs, okay? You have your gangs, but on the other hand, when it comes, and that's more of an internal thing. That's going to happen in any city, but with all this stuff that's going on right now, all this these heinous crimes that are being committed, I consider them to be heinous. Think about all the people that are getting unemployed, you know, in the large cities where the police don't work with, you know, with the Guardian Angels or other, or like Block Watch or Crime Watch or Neighborhood Watch, all the different organizations. They don't have that closeness like you have in Easton. I honestly believe that's helping. You know, to keep order in Easton.
Yes,
I think so.
But believe me, we had to earn it.
It didn't start out that way. We actually weren't wanted here when we first started, but we did earn where we are now. We earned to work with them. They trust us now, knowing that we're not a vigilante group. We're not out to start trouble. We're out to help the community and help our citizens and our
Right. And then, too, if kids are in trouble, I'm sure that you do mentor them. They know that they can come to you.
Oh, yeah. It's one of our team things for children, of course. We do a lot of different things with children. As you know, you've been through a few of them, such as Angels in the Park, Trick Treat with the Angels.
Pumpkins
in the Park, which we got done with. With another organization called WISE.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Okay.
We walk into the park, especially us, and they all run to us. All the children, kids, and they'll tell us and talk to us. And I don't know, it's just a great feeling I get personally when I can walk in and everybody waves and says, hi, hey, Pops, like you said, call the Pops.
Yeah.
It's just the respect, and it's one of the reasons why I still do this day, and I will live and die as I
volunteer, but that's our reward.
Well, you see, that's what makes it unique, in a sense, I think. Okay, Easton is not a big city. We all know this. However, there's enough kids where there could be a lot more crime, where there could be a lot more kids out on the street causing problems, like smashing the windows and all the stuff that you see them doing, like in the larger cities, like in New York City, poor Curtis, what he has to deal with out there. Yeah. And
we were out
that's
to come out
crazy.
There. We were going to go out there, but it didn't work out planned. So we go there regularly to go.
Here.
Well, he's got his hands full there. He does. And you see the people that are involved, and we won't get into that, and, that are involved with all of this smashing the windows and everything. And my God, the unemployment rate now has gone way back up, because a lot of people lose their jobs. A lot of places are closing down because of COVID. It's a combination of both of those things. And it's a very unfortunate time in our lives right now because we have to deal with all of this. And with the children at home who can't be schooled because the schools are closing down, and they have to go through even more of what they're already going through. I could see myself in that situation. People are always afraid to say the word incest. Incest, incest, it's there. Think about it, it's there. And those kids, and like myself even, if you're always in the house, with people like that, with parents like that, or a sibling. People don't realize that many times it's an older sibling who is causing the grief, okay? And nothing's done. Well, then there are no mandated reporters, okay? So then these kids are even more at risk. So I'm asking people, if you do go into a store, you're allowed into a store, if it is open, you go into the store, if you see someone getting smacked in the head, that they're getting worse than that at home, go to a security officer. You don't want to get involved. But go to a security officer because these children who are being smacked around in stores, maybe they want something, they're going to act like kids, whatever, and they're getting smacked around. I've seen too much of this. A lot of the stores now, the employees, the ones that are upstairs by the cameras, they're being trained where they have to go for classes, just a few, but to spot child abuse. And, this is important. And they have the security officers, and they will go to that couple that is smacking their child or children around. So that's good to know, too. That way you don't have to get involved. There's no names or anything like that, maybe to the security officer, but that's okay. But it's not anything that you have to worry about with confrontation afterwards. many times that's what stops people from turning, you know, they turn their head the other way rather than get involved, and that's a shame. I want to bring on Darlene. Let's see how her storm is. I'm going to get the cricket.
Hello.
Are you there? Yeah, there you are.
Yeah,
is it cleared up a little bit?
It's calmed down a lot. It's just you might get wind noises traveling, you know. But it's calmed down a lot. It quit raining and stuff, so that's good.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad. So let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. You probably have a question or something, or maybe you want to make a comment, you know, to Riser or to Gypsy, or to both of them, whatever. Maybe about, you know, what they do out on the streets, like how do they break up a fight, things like that.
Yeah,
go ahead, Darlene.
You already got that right there, you know, with how you break up a fight. You know, that's already going to be on their forte now.
Well, I was just helping you along. That's what it was, yeah. But, you know, we were talking about that earlier. But, okay.
It's almost,
the biggest question that we
I like how y'all bond together and, you know, be there for the kids and be there for others. I really love that. So it's true, Guardian Angels is a really good name for it.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going
to
do is change my phone. Hold on a second.
It's now how you protect your defense.
No, can't do that one. You there?
Okay. Who?
I'm here.
Well, okay, maybe that'll help, I hope. Yeah, there's too much echoing on my side, and I don't know why. I have four phones, so I just shut the other three off. Okay. So what were you saying, Darlene? I didn't hear.
I was telling them that is a really good name for the organization, being Guardian Angels, and that's something that our Guardian Angels do. They guard and protect. And one thing I wanted to say, people really don't know the statistics because there's a lot of unreported cases.
That's right.
And I want to thank them so much for what they do and everything. And I like to know how they go and protect and defend and stuff.
How we do what?
How you go and pretend, I mean, not pretend, but how you go and, you know, protect their something going on around the businesses or something like that.
How do we protect them?
We have a self-defense and martial arts training program that we put our members through, and we have procedures that we follow and also levels of intervention that we kind of use to for a situation that's escalating, de-escalate it, and hopefully it doesn't get to a physical moment. However, if it does turn physical, we have techniques that we use that we safely subdue somebody or arrest somebody with a felony committed. And we're always with a partner, so we're never alone. We have a two-man system, four-man system that we work with.
Oh, that is awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That is very awesome, you know, be able to de-escalate with the power of words also. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's important. You want to try and not have it go physical. You want to try and keep it as verbal and de-escalate it, create a calm. And if a bunch of parties fighting, you would try and split the parties up, create space so we can calm them both down.
Yeah.
It's more our mind, mental, like intelligence, like calm. And you learn to, in the course, you'll learn that too, how to speak to certain people, ways to speak, and how to de-escalate situations, no matter what the situation is. Because there's never one single situation that's always the same, but you practice over and over and we're never done training. Training is always a constant thing. So you learn to use your mind and thought a lot more than you use the physical part. The physical part only comes with the athlete. If they too far gone, wild, sure, we'll take them down, we'll sue them, help them up, wait for the police.
And we try to do it safely so we also don't hurt them as well. We'll try and take them down to the
hospital. Yeah, that's good that Gal and the police force work good together as a team, too, so that helps a lot.
Yeah, that's another great thing is people. A lot of people are scared to call the police, call the retaliation. They call us. We'll call the police, and we'll sit there and we'll wait for these disturbances, we'll say, and we'll witness it, we'll take pictures, we'll confront them, and if it gets worse, we'll call the police. And the person that complained about will never have been mentioned. We take care of the situation, and we help the situation out.
Some people like to remain anonymous.
And that's what's good about us. You call us, we'll leave you anonymous, and we'll take care of the situation, have the police come. We'll call the police. We'll take care of
I could understand the anonymity as well, you know, because even with this, with the child abuse,
right.
You know, anonymity, you got to worry about these people that are cruel when you go to jail. So, kudos to y'all, and thank you so much. I finally get to talk with y'all after Carol's been with y'all so many times.
Thank you so much for your support.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. Let's see what Cricket has to say. Cricket, hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Well, you wouldn't have any questions, honey. Is there something you want to add or something you want to talk about?
No, I just because I'm one of the newer of our chapter. I graduated in 2015, and the changes and the that they have brought to my life and the self-confidence that they have built up in me is it's just tremendous. And you know, a lot of these young people really can benefit from this, or you know, the Guardian Angel organization. It leads to so many. It leads you to places you never thought you would be going to, but all positive.
And we have to say we're very proud of Cricket. Cricket has come such a long way, and she has become such a strong member and part of our chapter. It's amazing how far she's progressed and the person she became and how strong she's become.
I couldn't be more prouder of her.
Absolutely.
Aw, thank you guys. I couldn't do it without you guys. You never gave
That's
up
right.
on me. You keep me going. You know, when I start doubting myself, you're like, nope, Cricket, you got this. You know, and would not be here without you guys. And
we love you, girl.
Love you guys, too.
It's part of our search and recovery group as well. She's one of our members that's branched out, and we have a missing person search and recovery chapter that we've started for SAR.
Yeah, when we first started, it was, me, Cricket, and Gypsy. We were asked to look for this veteran down in Georgia. Penelope, you should listen to this. We do travel. We went down as far as Georgia, and we were looking for Chase Massner. He was a missing vet. And Nancy Grace, you have the episode of Nancy Grace, she took over, and the case has been solved. If you'd like to hear more about that case, you can always watch the Nancy Grace on Season 2, Episode 3, where the Guardian Angels helped locate and find a missing person. So we've been doing that for 7 years now.
Yeah. And that's called Injustice with Nancy Grace, Season 2, Episode 3, the Chase Massner episode.
Oh, how wonderful that you were able to help.
We've traveled, we've done things, like she said, we do the search and rescue. We do the
runaway teens.
Runaway teens. We've helped plenty of runaway teens. We help them back get them home. And if they couldn't go home, if there was a situation they couldn't go home, we'd see that they were in the proper authorities. We always give the right information
and resources.
And resources, and we give this out, and we help these people, children, whatever is needed at the time.
Yep.
Yeah,
you guys are busy. Oh my God.
Yeah. And that's actually that case that started me with a missing persons advocate, but has branched out to where I'm a victims advocate across the board. Like I said, so many doors opened, and together, I mean, if somebody goes missing, we don't hesitate. We go boots to the ground.
Absolutely. And we don't ever leave a case unsolved. We work it to the end.
Yes. We could say we've had about 100% rating of finding the missing person. God forbid, no matter what, how they've been found or, passed away or alive, but we've always located that person.
We've done over 20 cases, and all our cases are closed.
Right. That's the important thing. Whether you get closure or your loved one home, at least it's closed and it's closed. Yes. It's very important.
It is very important. So often, you work with the police also when you take off. I mean, you're certified and all this other stuff. And you get right into it, right? Right into the nitty-gritty of a situation. The more you learn, the more they allow for you to get closer to the situation. And you're right, it's wonderful what you guys are doing. I'm so proud of you. I really am. And I have a friend that, I have a friend that's, she works with the morgue, okay? She's one of those people. And so I've learned so much from her. Like they can tell, like with a body, unfortunately, if they find the person's deceased, they can tell just by certain things, how long the person has been there. The child, it can be a child, it can be an adult, how long they've been laying there in that position, when they were murdered. Many times they're kidnapped, they're raped. A lot of times there are children that are abducted, not only just for sexual purposes, for that, but also, too, for organs. People don't realize that, too.
Human trafficking.
Yeah.
That's out of control right now, the human trafficking, especially with children.
Yeah, I bet it is. I bet it is. And what is it? I have so many notes everywhere because I'm always doing a lot of research. It says every 40 seconds a child gets abducted, and the ones that are on the street, it's up to 60 Johns. They can have up to 60 Johns a day, and they're beaten into submission. Okay, they are. That's just the way it is, and it doesn't. They don't always stay in our country. They do take kids out of the country, and they're teaching the airlines what things to look for. You see a couple, and they have a boy and a girl with them. Because this happens to boys, too. This isn't just a girl thing. In fact, in December, we're going to be speaking a lot about, boys who were sexually abused as children. They have the same feelings that we do. They many times go through the same things, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, as a girl does, but they're not allowed to talk about it because they have to suck it up. They're not allowed to express themselves, and hopefully things will, in time, will change even more. It's starting to now because we do have male people who come on our show, and I've been on this show for 11 years, and I've seen a big difference.
A male can be hurt just as bad as a woman if you're abused as a child.
And they keep silent even more.
Yes, because they're more afraid, but in certain situations that I've come across, boys were taught to be men. You don't tell stuff like, do not show emotion, and don't do that. And so they have this fear deep down inside them that, I will disappoint somebody or, I'm not the man I'm supposed to be. And so they don't report. And it's pretty sad, I feel.
It's very sad, Reiser, because, you know, even the founder of the organization I belong to right here at NASCAR, things were so much different when he was a kid, you know. You don't talk about stuff like that. Boy, not boys. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, good God, no. And you know, too, with the teachers, they're starting to talk far more now. And the Huffington Post, I saw that. The Huffington Post put a whole list of teachers, female teachers, that are pedophiles. And they would go after the boys and, you know, and sometimes the girls, but mostly the boys. And unfortunately, when the kids would go home, if they did say anything, they'd say, oh, my teacher has a crush on me. And said, well, yes, yeah, son, what does she do? Oh, she always, you know, she does this, she does that, and she may even want to talk to me after school, whatever. She says, you know, you're a smart kid. I think you're going to go far. She grooms them. And then before you know it, that kid can end up in her apartment. Now, before that happens, though, the father many times will say, "Atta boy, I'll give him a slap on the back. Is she pretty?" You know, and give her a slap on the back. It is child abuse. Okay, that's my point. It's child abuse, and you know, so there's just so many things that are starting to come out now, information-wise. They've done a tremendous amount of studies, and people are starting to learn that child abuse comes in many forms, and also, too, you think you send your child to school and they're going to be safe there, but that's not always the case, because pedophiles go where children go, and they also get employed where children are. See, that's the way I put it, because that's the truth. One thing I want to talk about here, too, Reiser, this summer, okay, we couldn't have the Angels in the Park. You guys couldn't do that because of the COVID. But at least you were able to have something for Halloween. I have this all over my website. I put it over there. But I see you guys handing out candy, and there was why don't you talk about it? Go ahead.
It's called Pumpkin Park, right? And so Angels,
yeah.
We got teamed up with another organization called WISE in our community. And they got all kind of pumpkins. We put it out there. People, the families come. We would do all COVID stuff, make sure everybody wore a mask. We only let somebody in at a time. They would try and die in masks. They handed out candy. They got free pumpkins, donuts, take pictures of the haunted area. It was the best we could put together with the COVID situation. But it turned out to be really good. And we did all 60th part, all that. Yes, we made sure all that was taken care of, so we had no problem. It was an awesome experience, again, when you get working with kids. And when the parents are there with them, not the drop off place, we made sure that parents were with the children. This way, the parents and children get involved together. We see how they interact. It's so many good things that come out.
Well, see, that's important. You know, that's important, Riza, because, again, this is all community. I'm very much involved with community. That's my type of deal. That's why, I would be in New York right now, you know, feeding homeless, because I do work with community and community people. But, you see, this is why I think, too, it keeps Easton safer. I don't know what's going on in Peaburg. I don't know. I left that town because I don't like it, you know. Go ahead.
But we were there for somebody that was interested in opening a tap with Seabird, so we're going to be working with them, going across Jersey, and helping them open a chapter. It's a little harder right now because of the pandemic, because we don't want a big community meeting where everybody's inside the building and weather getting cold. So it's a little tougher too, but we're working on finding a situation to wait.
Well, you know, when I lived in Peaburg, I was there for 15 years, okay? And for a while, you know, the streets were okay. There wasn't too much problems, it, you know, the usual. I actually got broken into twice, okay? The one person I knew who did it, and the second person, unfortunately, had a key. And it was a family member, okay? Unfortunate. But the point is this. I know that there's a lot of problems going on in Easton because, or not in Easton, in Peaburg. Maybe even more so than in Easton. Because I read somewhere, I think it was last night, I read it the night before. You know, I was busy last night, the night before. Where in 1 in 59, I think it is, in Easton, have a problem. You know, they might be committing a small crime of some sort. Yeah, and over in Peaburg, it's 1 in 89. The numbers are close. Now, you have a smaller city-type area like, you know, Peaburg. You wouldn't think, you know, that it would be that prevalent, that it would be that much crime because it's smaller. And there are neighborhoods that are very nice, and those are the neighborhoods many times, of course, who, you know, get hit because of, you know, where they live. They have more. Over by the high school, it used to be the high school. It's not the high school anymore. But it's a very nice area over there. We had looked at houses over in that region first before we ended up over on Rose Street, but there was nothing available, so I ended up on Rose Street. The neighborhood went down. This is what happens many times in neighborhoods. It goes down. And so when I had gunshots underneath my air conditioners, I decided, you know what, time to move. You know, stabbings back on Broad Street, you know where Broad Street is all right there. Everything's so close together. And then a lot of people OD'ing. When fentanyl came out, that was a heavy-duty time. People were going over, you know, to Philadelphia, and they were bringing it back, and some of them just stayed there. And they were dying, they were ODing all over the place, and we had several right on my street that OD'd. So what I'm trying to get across here is, yes, when you live in a more urban area, you're usually going to have more urban type of problems. But so far from what I can see, with Easton, by the way, I had those numbers switched. It's 1 in 89 in Easton and 1 in 59 in Peaburg. Oh, boy. See that? You guys are better than we are over there. I was surprised at that. I was, really. Because you're larger than Peaburg. Again, we're a sister to you, all right, sister area, industrial part. So what you're doing now, though, is wonderful work, and you've been doing it for years, and I've known you for some years now. And, you know, how do you handle it, you know, like when you see kids out on the street, and they're in a cluster. Does someone call you or someone else? I mean, you're watching. There has to be somebody watching the cluster of kids. What do you do with them? Does someone keep an eye? Or is that just like, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's sort of the age of the cluster of kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got your cluster kids and they're walking up the street. Some people get nervous and whatnot, so they call us and we start hanging out and then find out the cluster kids are going to a bus. They're going to play fast. So what we do, we go in there and we grab a ball and go in with them and play with them, get to know them. So this cluster, say, of their 14, 15-year-old kids, ended up being a really good group of kids. It's just that they need something to do, so, and somebody to do it with. So we were there, and we got him out.
And we got our bag busters.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, we also have our bag busters, which we'll follow, and we'll hang, and we'll, if there's, let's say, the park that you went to there one time, they used to have a bag buster kit. So what we would do, we'd go there, and we'd just sit there at the table, and that buster student player just disappears. And if you know the park, you put the park back. Or the real thing.
Somewhere else. Okay. Someone else's problem.
Yeah, we were good. Yeah. We like to move them out of our city. We like to keep our community. That's what is community organization does.
Right, right.
You don't
so
get
what
rid
does
of
East...
it.
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead, honey.
If you don't get rid of it, just move it. You can kind of move them away or move them out. They are aware that taking back our park, taking back our standards.
Let me ask you something. What does Easton have to offer kids as far? Okay, I know you have the basketball court, like in the park. Okay, you have and so forth. Does Easton have organizations for kids? So as maybe to draw those that are say that, you know, kids are right on the line sometimes. Of I don't want to call them bad kids because many times they're disturbed kids because of what's going on at home. But they're right ready to cross the line. Are there organizations or something that they can get involved with, say, like in schools or something else where the kids can go hang out, you know, that's
yes,
good, yes. Clean fun?
Yes, we have,
what do you have?
Boys and Girls Club. We have centers, parks.
We have our football. We have cheerleading. We have Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. They just opened up in a winter fest plan downtown, and all residents, I believe, are free. Ice skate rink, along with, like, winter fest activities, and shop, open that up. That started today. $5 resident fee, valid ID, resident.
Okay. Well, that's good. See, you have things to offer. Right there in Washington, Riser, I know you've told me that you have a friend or two on the police force or something. You know some of them there. But I don't see anything in Washington. I see them hanging outside of a bar. That's what they do. They I don't know. Most of them aren't even old enough to go inside the bar, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know of what Washington has, you know, to offer kids. You know, and that worries me. I think that someday it's going to explode. Something's going to happen to bad in Washington because what do they do? Now, you've offered a lot of things, but I haven't seen that much, you know, there in Washington next to me since I've moved.
Yeah, Washington, I have been to Washington, there a lot. The only thing I remember there is the old movie theater.
Yeah. Look at it. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a shame, Roger, because they used to have bands that would come in, from what I understand. I wasn't living here at that time. But now they don't have anything, you know. Now, I think this is like, danger waiting, okay? Something's going to happen. Because if you just hang outside of a bar and you're talking, your meeting place is hanging outside of the bar, I think that can, you know, kids, sooner or later there's going to be problems. You know, I haven't been here that long, but I think that's bad. So, you know, the very fact that I had to ask that, you know, what Easton does offer kids. Because so often kids are right on the line, like I said, and if they're swayed in the right direction, they have some place to go. They have something they can do rather than just, say, hanging outside of a bar or hanging, you know, someplace else, maybe in front of a, like a bodega or something in the city, same idea, that a 7-Eleven or whatever, quick check. There's going to be many times problems. But you just came off with a list of things, you know, that kids can go to. Maybe for clean fun, for good fun, for healthy fun, and all this other stuff. So do you have anything planned? I don't know if you can plan right now, but do you have anything planned, like, for Christmas for the kids?
Yes, with kids, not exactly for the kids. Well, I'm talking to somebody right now about doing a Santa picture show.
Mm-hmm.
In the park, and they'll be sitting there. We'll have a little show, and we take pictures of Santa. And we've already got boxes of toys that are donated through another old member from the Salvation Army. So what we're doing is trying to get enough toys donated to us so we can give each child kind of present.
That's good. That's good. There's a lot of people that are out of work. Their kids are not going to really have a Christmas. Maybe they won't even have a tree or whatever. And they're not going to have gifts under the tree or anything. And I'm a very big Christmas person. I love Christmas. I mean, to me, it's a lot of fun. You know, it lifts the spirit, you know, for me anyway. And so I was just wondering, you know, so it's important. So you guys have covered a lot of different areas, you know, of what can be done inside of a neighborhood, inside of, you know, your urban area streets and so forth, the neighborhood, to keep them safer, and also how to keep more interest of the children to do clean things, healthy things, things that are going to keep them out of trouble. That's why I like to come over to Easton, come to the park, which we couldn't do that this year. But and watch, because I told you I'm a watch person. I my eyes are always watching. They're always looking, okay? And I get a lot of information that way. And the times that I've come to the park, these children, you know, they look like they, many times, not all of them, but I'm just saying many times, they come from backgrounds, or maybe they are from the projects or whatever or something in that order. And they have so much glee. They're so happy. You bring happiness to them by, you know, having like angels in the park and all the attention. And you go for 6 days, is that right?
Yes. Yep, we do it 6 days straight. We feed them. We shunk the meals, kids, parents, anybody as well. We're feeding an average of 120 150 a day. Then on the last day, it's always our biggest day. We have a carnival, Dunkin' Angel, Dunkin' Hop, you know, like the Berkeley Police. So many other shows that are happening. The police do a dog show, or our search and rescue go out. Our dogs interact. We have the Blue Crown go up to Magic Show. We always DJ it. There's always dance contests. We always have games all over the place for kids to win prizes.
I know what I've seen. I know what I've seen. It was very, very good. See, you guys are the ones that are echoing. I just want you to know this, because I've listened to Cricket. Good God. I listen to Cricket. She comes in fine. Everybody else comes in fine, but your phones are echoey, and I don't know why. So I don't know. You know, sometimes if you sit too... I don't know what it is. But everybody else is coming in crystal clear. I don't know. I just want you to know that. I don't know what's causing that. You'd know better than I. I don't know. But anyway, well, you've given us a really good information here, and also too, people out there that don't know about the Guardian Angels, I find that so hard to believe, because you started actually in Easton in 2007, correct?
Yeah,
and you are a 501c3 nonprofit. Yes, you are, community organization. And you see, I want people to know that, you know, this time of the year, if you can think of other places, not just NASCA, people are listening from NASCA, I know there's a lot of them, you know, there are other organizations that you can donate to, because these guys here, they roll up their sleeves, and they're not afraid to get dirty, and they get out there, and they do what they have to do, okay? And they work directly with the community. And that's what makes me so interested in Guardian Angels, because that's the way I am. I like to, you know, roll my sleeves up and go and get dirty. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in New York a lot when I can be. But anyway, the point is this. You know, if you listen, anything helps. Remember, there's children out there who need help, whether it be for NASCA or whether it be for the Guardian Angels. And you know, there's no dollar sign that's right or that's wrong. It'd be a dollar. It could be $50. It'd be $20. Whatever you can afford. You know, send it to the Guardian Angels. And Gypsy, give out that the address again so that they could send it to donate.
901 Washington.
No.
Can you hear me?
Your phones are really messed up. Everybody else is fine. I don't know what's going on here.
It's one phone, and it's 901 Washington
mm-hmm.
Street, Easton,
okay.
Pennsylvania, 18042.
Okay, now that I heard pretty well. That was a lot better. See, the reason why I do this is, and I put this on Facebook, when I believe in organizations, I promote them, okay? And I've seen enough these last 3 years. It's been 3 years, I think, something like that. You know, where I can see what you guys do. I mean, I don't see you when you're swinging like apes in the countryside during your training courses and stuff. Cricket's told me about that. I don't know. I'm going to get her back on in a second. But, you know, but I know you do a tremendous amount of training. I mean, Bald Eagle, what does he do? Does he teach the martial arts, or what does he do?
Yes, he does the self-defense martial arts. Yes, he is an awesome person too. Bald Eagle, he's a really great guy. He's been training us and joined when he was one of the original founders. he does the self-defense techniques. He's just a great guy, yeah. Control technique, he'll even come in psychometry. Oh, another thing we do is always scenarios. We come up with scenarios. He's very good.
Mhm. Mhm. Well, Dino, what does he do? I know. I love Dino. He's great. What does he do?
Dino is now, our sergeant, right? We promoted him. And just like Cricket got promoted about last year, the year before, Corporal Dino is now sergeant. He takes out patrols. He's a patrol leader now, and he's our editor. We're now coming up with weekly flyer, a newsletter. Every other month comes out, and he writes it for us and puts it out there for the community. It's all free. Everything's free. So yeah, Dino's a big part of our organization.
That's good. That's good. You make sure you say hello to both of them for maybe Bald Eagle and Dino. I'm going to put Cricket back on. Yeah, please do that. And I want to see if she has something that she wants to add here. I think my watch is right. It's about 9:15. So we have about 15 minutes left. Okay, hold on a second. Go ahead, Cricket. Go ahead. Is there something you'd like to talk about?
No, I mean, they're covering everything. And no, we don't swing from the trees. But if we had to, yeah, we would swing from the trees.
Right. Well,
we've downed, on searches, whatever is necessary. You know, we've already tubed down the creek.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is needed, we're just prepared, It's all about.
Well, you do climbing. You told me you're doing climbing. That'd be hard to do. Oh my God!
Oh,
if you're in a cliff area.
Personally going to be learning how to climb with the ropes.
Okay.
Rappelling.
Wow.
Yes, mm-hmm. We do rappel.
Yeah.
Well,
but,
that's with recovery. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is what I'm trying to get across to people, all the many, many, you're so diversified, okay, in the things that you do, because you do, you have the parks that you use. They're nice enough to let you do that. And what you bring to the children are the big smiles on their faces and the glee. They some of them might just look forward to that, to the angels in the park every year because that's big to them, all right? You feed them. I'm going to tell people this. There's all kinds of food, okay? There's donations that go towards that. I've donated, all kinds of things. So these children who have come from homes that maybe are risky, I'll just put it that way, risky, and, they have something to truly look forward to, and that's Angels in the Park. I think that's a brainiac idea that you came up with or whomever came up with that, the Angels in the Park, for children to have a place to go. And every single day,
with the Angels in the Park. It's a different, I was there several times. One time they had the canine unit there. I thought that was cool. I really enjoyed that riser. And why don't you talk about the canine unit so that people understand?
Sure. It's our local police department. I don't know which one you came for, either the search and recovery department to where our canines searched out. No, it was the police one.
Yeah, guy, he had this uniform on so he couldn't be hurt. Go ahead.
Right, okay, that was the police one. Okay. Yeah. Like I said, we work with them. They came and did a great demonstration. They do it every year. They'll come and show you how the dogs are trained, how they take a
assailant down.
They sniff out the drugs. They're friendly dogs. Everyone we came across was friendly in a personal level, but then again, they can be in a snap minute from the officer's command attack. They're really awesome animals. And to the officer and the dog, what a great team they've got together. They work so well together. You can tell that they're close.
Well, I know that I was really intrigued watching that because, they're strong dogs, all right? And when that officer had that uniform or what, I don't know what you want to call it, padding. It was padding he wouldn't be hurt. And I was thinking to myself, wow, I wouldn't want that animal to jump me, because, I can see how they can take an adult down. Absolutely no problem. And then another time you had also the fire engines and, they were there and they allowed for the kids to go all over the fire engines and they were, explaining things to them. And then all of a sudden the call came in and they had to leave. But the kids had so much fun. I could see that, going on the fire engines and having different parts of the engines and all that stuff explained to them. So let me ask you, did you ever really dunk a cop?
Oh, yes.
You did?
Yes, plenty of times.
I wish I was there that day.
Yes. But they also dunked me. So.
Oh, well, you got it, too. I'm glad. Good. And what about my gypsy? Gypsy got it, too?
Oh, yes. Yes, I dumped the gypsy. Everybody dumped the gypsy.
Yeah. I'm glad I wasn't there. Someone would have thrown me in, and I would have got mad. My eye makeup would have run or something. Oh, no.
Well, I'll get you the kind of don't run.
Oh, God. Well, if we have, I'd say we, because I go over there. If you have Angels in the Park this year, I'll definitely come over because I enjoy it. I'll see if I can't do it for a few days because every single day you have something. All right, let me think. You had the fire engines. You had the dogs, the canine units. That last day you had, what do you call it? With the bouncing things
carnival.
And all that stuff.
The carnival.
What did I miss? What were the other days? What did you do?
We had face painting almost every day. We had nail art. We had tattoos. And pluck a duck, the fool for the younger kids to pluck a duck, and they would win a prize.
Every time.
And we DJ'd every night.
Dance contests every night. Yeah. And me and Gypsy would be up there on that dance floor, and we'd be surrounded by 20 to 40 kids dancing around. It's fun.
That's fun. Now you see that's what they need over there, and what do you mean tattoos? I want a tattoo. You have to give me a tattoo.
Paint it.
You paint them on, and you take a bath, they come off.
Paint it tattoo.
Yeah, I guess that's what I figured.
I do have a tattoo machine in my house.
I'm sure you do. You probably have several. I heard also, too, that you have spiders in your house, tarantulas or something. Oh, my God. I saw that online.
Yes.
I saw that online with one of your daughters.
Fresh
a tattoo. Oh, my God. Ooh, a tarantula.
Yeah.
Spider passed away.
Yeah, he just passed away, my spider. She was quite old. So I'm thinking about getting a new one.
Good God. What else do you have over there?
My house?
Yeah.
A ferret.
I mean, what other kind of animals? You have dogs, right? I've seen dogs.
Yeah, the dog.
Is that a pit bull?
A cat.
I forget. Cat.
No, I had a Puggle. I got a Puggle, and I had a lab, black lab.
Nice.
I have a black cat. I got a ferret. I used to have a potbelly pig.
Wow.
I just love animals.
You're starting your own farm over there. That's what you're doing. If you had more grass, you'd have a horse, I can tell. But anyway,
oh, yeah.
That's that's good. That's good. I love animals, too, and I have a black cat. Mine has kids were actually stoning my cat, okay? She's my cat now, but she wasn't then. And my husband, before he passed away, he did bring the cat in. He was able to catch her, and then she was my cat from that time forward. She's beautiful. Chantilly, long, thick black hair, beautiful, beautiful. But with a really fuzzy tail, I like that. But anyway, it's been a pleasure having you guys on. I love you. You know that. And I don't know.
Sounds beautiful.
You know, we want to see you again. I love you too, honey. I'm going to get over there one of these days. I don't know who knows when this pandemic is going to go away or if it's going to go away. I mean, that's, you know, that's screwing a lot of things up. Let me, I see that Darlene dropped off. I probably heard the storm probably came back. She couldn't hear. Let me go to. What's this? We were at 5 minutes. Oh, okay, I got it, 5 minutes. Okay. Well, that leads Cricket.
We're
I was hoping
three,
more
we're
people.
Three minutes, so.
Say what?
We're about three minutes now.
Okay, 3 minutes. All right. Listen, what I usually do at the end of the shows is I let the people that, you know, come on as guests have something to say, you know, to society or to give a word of hope, whichever way you want to put it. You've got 3 minutes, about 3 minutes, and just tell people, give them some hope.
All right, just to let everybody know, you guardian angels are all out there. If you ever need help and are in a situation that you don't know who to turn to, pick up the phone and call. There's always an ear out there and always a helping hand. All you got to do is reach out. I know it's hard sometimes, but trust me, I've been through a lot of things in my life and learned that if you reach out to other people, there is help. If you see, tell. If you need help, ask. And you're never alone. You might feel alone, but you're never alone. There's so many people out there just like you. Yeah. Just reach out and touch somebody and let them know. You know, there's so many people that care. All people see these days is the bad. There is so much good out there in this world today. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on your positive things.
Count your blessings, not your problems.
I like that.
Yeah, there's a
focus
lot of love
the
out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. There is. It's just that people, like you said, they see so much on TV. I watch the news all the time. I'm a nut. I'm always watching news. I get so mad I scream at the TV. I'm alone. I can do whatever
sometimes
I want, okay? You know.
Sometimes
but, you
I
know,
think
like,
media is the worst.
Oh, they make me so mad. Yes, they do. Well, you know what, sweethearts? We have come to the end of the show. I only have like 60 seconds left. So I know that you're going to be hearing from Penelope. She's really, really interested, and I'm glad she is. She'd be a good person to work with, you know, over in Washington State, I think she's in. And so she's got a couple of kids that are very, very interested, would be if they knew all the things, the many things that you do offer. So I want to thank you, okay? I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Being a kid who was abused horribly as I was and having nowhere to turn and all the things that I got into, drugs, the alcohol, and being out on the streets and doing the things that I did. You know, if the guardian angels were around back in the dinosaur days, maybe I wouldn't have made so many mistakes. You know what I'm saying? And so thank you for coming on the show. It's been about a year.
And I will be contacting you again, okay? And I'm going to be seeing you soon anyway, one way or another. I don't know. But take care of yourselves, and thank you so much for being on this show. So I'm going to say goodnight to all the listeners. I know there was a lot of people listening on their computers. And to all the people out there, now you know what the guardian angels are about. So good night. Take care. Take care of each other. And if you need help, give them a call. Okay. God bless. Good night now.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, honey. I'll talk to you guys soon. Okay. I'm going to X people out here.
Another tomorrow, 'cause that dawn was gone. You are forgotten after all that you've done. Another tomorrow, that dawn was gone.
Blog Talk Radio.
God's sake, what happened?